I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow said on Tuesday it had thwarted another major offensive by Ukraine in Donetsk, destroying military equipment and inflicting huge personnel losses, a statement the powerful head of Russia's Wagner mercenary group dismissed as absurd science fiction. Russia's defense ministry said its forces had repelled Ukraine's second major offensive in 2 days. It also said that total Ukrainian losses amounted to 1,500 troops. India opened an official investigation on Monday into its deadliest rail crash in more than two decades, as findings suggest signal failure caused the collision that killed at least 275 and injured more than 1,000 people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Trains resumed running on a repaired section of the line, crawling past mangled compartments and workers by the trackside. About 75 miles away in Kharagpur in West Bengal state, railway officials and witnesses gathered to submit evidence to a two-day inquiry led by the Rail Safety Commissioner. The Coromandel Express hit the stationary freight train at 80 miles per hour. That crash caused the engine and first four or five coaches of the moving passenger train to jump the tracks, topple, and hit the last two coaches of a train heading in the opposite direction at a similar speed.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva unveiled a plan on Monday to end illegal deforestation in the Amazon, a major campaign pledge that is a critical step in addressing the country's significant carbon emissions from the region. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. International rights group Human Rights Watch says it's concerned about the forced relocation of 8,000 refugees in Malawi, claiming it violates international agreements. Lamech Messina reports from Blantyre.
Zalegam, the only refugee camp in Malawi, was meant to house 12,000 refugees and asylum seekers, according to the UNHCR. But with more than 50,000 refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Somalia, and Ethiopia, it is congested. Several rights groups in Malawi and abroad, including the UN Refugee Agency, have asked Malawi government to stop the relocations due to the congestion. Lamech Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Convicted Russian spy and former American FBI agent Robert Hansen has died in prison in Colorado, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Hansen's connection with Russia was revealed in 2001.
He was arrested while in the process of using a Fairfax County dead drop to clandestinely provide classified documents to his Russian handlers.
That's then FBI Director Louis Free. Hansen took more than $1 million in cash and diamonds to trade secrets with Russia and the former Soviet Union. He'd been serving a life term. A source tells the AP Hansen is believed to have died of natural causes. He was 79. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. aviation investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating what led to the crash of a private plane near the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. on Sunday, killing the four aboard after fighter jets had to scramble to follow the unresponsive plane. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The NTSB's Adam Gerhardt says the investigation is looking at everything from the Cessna Citation's records to components. The plane from Tennessee was supposed to land on Long Island, but turned around and flew over the Capitol. That's when the F-16s went supersonic, sending out a boom, the plane finally crashing in a remote area. The plane's owner, John Rumpel, telling the New York Times his daughter, granddaughter, nanny, and the pilot were going home to the Hamptons, and the plane may have lost pressurization. I'm Julie Walker.
A lawyer for Prince Harry says no event early in his life was too trivial or private for journalists of mere group newspapers to resist. The attorney said Monday in the opening of Harry's phone hacking lawsuit that demand for such scoops led to the use of illegal means to dig up dirt. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.